Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, halfway home here on the John Chukwi Show. Hanging out with you on this Tuesday evening, 404-741-0929. That, of course, our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, if you want to jump on and be a part of the show that way. We ask you to download the radio.com app because that's how you listen to the radio station when you're outside of the vehicle. We know you're not in the car as often, so hit us up on the radio.com app. Download that. Take that device that you've got, your smartphone, your Alexa speakers, your tablet, your Commodore 64, your Casio watch, Texas Instruments calculator, Sega Genesis, PlayStation 5. I don't know what your device is. Just download it onto something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us on all those platforms there. As always, the best way to be a part of the show and follow along with what is happening with us. It's at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That, of course, your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He's in Midtown producing the show, as always. Jarvis in the building, at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. We'll talk to Aaron Torres here in just a second. Texter had kind of made a funny comment about the fact that he said that as a Titans fan, it kind of pains me to say this, but has Dan Quinn fallen into Jeff Fisher territory? I asked the question, are you sure Dan's even as good as Jeff Fisher? You sure Dan's even as good as what Jeff Fisher is? Doesn't it feel like we've wasted more talent than what Tennessee wasted? I mean, I was looking at that Super Bowl roster. I mean, certainly McNair was a terrific quarterback. But it's not like, you know, in their Super Bowl year, he played better than Matt. Is Eddie George a better running back than what we had? Yep. Wide receiver-wise, they can't compare to what we put out there on the field. They're better at tight end with Frank Wycheck. But it's not like we're, you know, Jabroniville at tight end. I don't know. I'm not even sure that he's even at that level. It's just crazy to think about. But I mean, you know, we take it one week at a time. And if it wasn't must win last week, boy, it sure is must win this week. I mean, imagine going 0-3. Whew. Yikes. I can't. I mean, listen, they go 0-4 to start the first quarter of the year. It's going to be a bloodbath. And the schedule will lighten up a little bit. It'll get a little bit easier. But it's ugly out there. You got him on the line, Jarvis? I can't hear you. Okay. All right. Let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline. You can hear him on Fox Sports Radio, also on the Aaron Torres podcast. Check him out on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. Aaron Torres of Fox Sports joins us here on the waitfor.com hotline. Aaron, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for spending a few minutes here in Atlanta with us.
John, my pleasure, man. How you doing?
Man, we are good, and certainly in this part of the country, we are excited, Aaron, because finally, and I know it sounds kind of crazy, if you remember the movie Ocean's 13, the soft opening for the casino, that's sort of how college football feels in the South, because we haven't gotten the SEC involved yet, but you know, obviously this weekend kicks off, and it's not a great weekend, but certainly I think for a lot of folks, especially at least in this part of the country, it's going to feel more like college football is now really beginning with the SEC opening up.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. And, you know, listen, I live here on the West Coast, Pac-12 country. You know, you can get in your jokes after I get off the phone here. But, you know, it's interesting because sometimes I do think some of the SEC narratives are overblown. You know, when they start the year with seven teams ranked in the top 12 or whatever, it's like, okay, there's not Auburn's not that good. Let everybody calm down here. But then you think about what the season has looked like without the SEC, and it has felt different. And like part of it is, yeah, it's also the Big Ten's not playing. It's also those late night Pac-12 games that everybody enjoys watching, you know, when they get home from the bar. Like those games aren't going on either, but it is the SEC. It is to this point anyway, no Alabama, no Florida, no Georgia, no Tennessee, no LSU. So I'm with you, John. Is anybody who's, you can argue, sometimes the on-the-field play in the SEC is a little bit overrated, but in terms of the interest and the impact on the sport, I don't even think it's debatable how important this conference is to the landscape of college football. Excuse me.
All right, Aaron, you brought it up. You're out there in California, so I'm going to give you my, you know, ham and egg or jabroni thoughts.
You could run the Pac-12 with those thoughts, but continue. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, here's what I've always said about the Pac-12, and I'm one of the three folks that we do our regular college football show, and I firmly believe this, and this is where you get to tell me I'm wrong, but the Pac-12's biggest problem is that the number one football brand west of the Rocky Mountains in the United States of America just isn't relative enough, and that's Southern Cal. They just aren't when Southern Cal, it's another one of those programs that Southern Cal, not just for the Pac-12, but I think just in general for West Coast football, there's something about, you know, the Trojans and their history and, you know, the Coliseum and all that. With all due respect to Oregon and Washington and all the upstarts, it's still that brand name of Southern Cal. And I feel like that's the Pac-12's biggest problem, is they're just not enough a relevant enough program to bring the national presence and say, okay, they need more of a voice.
John, no, you've hit the nail on the head. That is the issue for the Pac-12, is that, you know, listen, let's just use an example of what we're seeing in the Big 12 right now with Oklahoma, the ACC right now with Clemson. Imagine if Clemson was even, say, a 9-3 football program as opposed to a 14-1, 15-0 juggernaut every year. We would look at the ACC and say, like, that place is a mess. You know, the Big 12 would feel different if Oklahoma and Texas both weren't playing at a national championship level. Obviously, I don't know about national championship level, but Oklahoma's a consistent playoff team. The Big Ten would feel a ton different if Ohio State was a 9-3 team instead of a team that's going 12-0, 13-1 every year. And so that is the problem. It is the problem. And what's crazy is, I've lived in California for about 8 years now. I'm originally from the Northeast. And when I moved to California, even when the program struggled, they still recruited at an insanely high level. I mean, I can go through the guys that committed to them even in down years. Juju Smith-Schuster is now with the Steelers. Adoree Jackson, who's now with the Tennessee Titans. Leonard Williams, all these guys. And so that's the crazy part, is they've still been able to recruit at a high level, but it hasn't translated on the field. But to answer your question or your statement, I think it's 100% accurate. There is only one program that historically can compete when they're rocking and rolling, when they're playing at their best. That is the equivalent of Alabama, of Georgia. I guess I know Georgia historically, whatever. But Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, whatever, Notre Dame. It's USC, and so when USC doesn't have the right coach or the right team or the right attitude or the right swagger, or they're behind in facilities, whatever it is, the whole league suffers for it. I think it's a totally fair point by you, and it's no different than if Oklahoma was decent but not good. If Oklahoma State was winning the Big 12 every year instead of Oklahoma, just the feel of the entire conference would be different, and that's essentially what's going on with the Pac-12 and USC right now.
Aaron Torres joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotline, host on Fox Sports Radio, also college football and basketball writer for FoxSports.com. What are your thoughts about, do you think the Big Ten can get through this? Boy, they've really let themselves with no wiggle room in all of this. And, you know, all of their issues and PR problems aside and all that, the reality is, can they or can they not get through football? Because one misstep, And unfortunately, and we joked this weekend, Aaron, I hate to say it this way, the Big Ten's not going to care about Michigan State or Minnesota or even Nebraska. They're going to, if they have to put Ohio State University into its own plastic bubble over the city of Columbus to keep it going, that's going to be, to me, what drives the Big Ten. And I'm just not 100% sure that any conference is just going to get through unscathed, and they have no wiggle room there.
Yeah, John, you and I must be kindred spirits, man, because that's what I've been saying for the last, you know, week since the Big Ten announced its decision to come back. And even in that decision to come back, it felt like they were trying to prove how much smarter than they are than everybody and how much more they care and their protocols are this and, you know, whatever. But I think when you peel back the layers and you actually look at the return to play plan, it's exactly what you said, is that they are relying an awfully lot on, we are going to have rapid testing and it is going to catch stuff and we are going to have zero issues. And so really, you know, the excitement of the Big Ten coming back, I think last Wednesday, Thursday, kind of skewed my perspective. And then by Friday, Saturday, it really sunk in of exactly what you just said, is there's absolutely no wiggle room. And what I would add is I think it's going to make, I think we can already figure out what the playoff debate is going to be this year, right? Like every year there's a debate, what is it? I think it's going to be what happens if Ohio State doesn't only not win all their games, but doesn't win convincingly. You know, how do you leave out a 9-2 Georgia team or, you know, a 9-2 Texas team, whatever, you know, I'm trying to think ACC, 9-2 Notre Dame team, 10-1 Notre Dame team that doesn't win the ACC over an Ohio State team, that's only played 7 or 8 games. And I think that's exactly what the reality is. And it's going to be so interesting to see is, one, are they dominant as we hope them to be, as we expect them to be? Two, are they even able to get in all their games? Because I think what people are missing here, it's not only about Ohio State doing what's right and taking care of themselves and all that stuff. They also got to make sure that Rutgers and Maryland and Illinois and Michigan State, that they're doing what they need to do on their campuses as well to make sure that we get games off. And so I'm just saying, I think Ohio State at this point, it's crazy to say we're 4 weeks out from them playing. I think they're going to have to go undefeated because I'm not sure that they get in all 9 games. And if they don't get on all 9 games, I mean, how do you compare a team that's played 7 or 8 games to an SEC team that's potentially played 11, an ACC team that kicked off in early September? You know, you do at some point want to give the benefit of the doubt to the team that's been doing it since August without a break. And I just think it's going to be a fascinating debate going forward as we get closer to the actual season.
Aaron, do you think that there's any chance, let's say if the Big Ten does stub their toe from a they don't get their games in, or maybe Ohio State ends up with a fluky loss or two, something weird happens. Do you think that there's any chance that the door opens up for a Cincinnati or a Central Florida or somebody to run the table and get a realistic look at being a playoff team?
Yeah, it's interesting. I know you're based in Atlanta. I know obviously you guys probably at least monitored that Georgia Tech game, if not, you know, spoke about it, whatever. Listen, I give the guys on that call of that game credit. Greg McElroy brought it up, and it kind of became a talking point going into to this week of, you know, we're so quick to poo-poo the AAC, but you look at, you know, what UCF is capable of, what Cincinnati is capable of, what SMU is capable of, and you start to compare that with what the Big 12 did the first couple weeks of the season outside of Oklahoma, what the ACC is outside of Clemson, and maybe, you know, who knows, maybe Notre Dame's good this year, maybe Miami's good this year. But the point is that we've just created this Power Five as if there's no relevant teams outside of that. And like I said, I give Greg McElroy so much credit for bringing it up on the broadcast. Pay attention to UCF. Pay attention to Cincinnati. And so I will say, obviously, look, it's not hard-hitting analysis for me to say that the Big Ten being back and even potentially the Pac-12 too hurts UCF or Cincinnati's chances. But I think, look, this is a crazy year. Games are going to be canceled, postponed, delayed, whatever. You know, I'm not rooting for it by any means, but who knows what happens. Maybe Ohio State has to miss a game. Maybe they got guys that have to miss a game, whatever. And you start looking around, and like I said, I think the momentum is already there that maybe this conference is better than we've been giving it credit for. And you just don't know what's going to happen with the teams that are actually playing in the ACC, Big Ten, SEC and Big 12. So I wouldn't necessarily bet on it at this particular moment, but I don't think it's inconceivable if Cincinnati or UCF goes undefeated, specifically those two are the ones that come to mind, that they should be at the very least in strong consideration for a bid in the 14 playoff, if not getting a bid outright.
On Twitter, at Aaron underscore Torres, host the Aaron Torres podcast. Also check him out on Fox Sports Radio and his writing work on foxsports.com. Aaron Torres, join us here on the waitfor.com hotline. Really appreciate the time, Aaron. Good stuff. Appreciate you being on with us here in Atlanta. Look forward to talking to you here as we actually get more into the season.
We're there, man. We're there. I'm so excited to watch all these teams this weekend, but thank you for having me, John. I appreciate it.
You got it. No problem. Thanks. When we get back, will be time for That's Life, and I'm going to kind of set it up. I will kind of tease what the top 10 is for tonight, but I'll tease it when we get back. I know this is very convoluted what I'm going to say or whatever, but we do have a top 10 list, and it's going to tie into a story, but I'm not going to give it all away just yet. I'll explain when we get back. I know that was confusing, but sometimes you're just thinking on the fly of what you want to say. Chuck Richo hanging out, watching the Braves just hammer the Marlins. Bombs away for Dansby and Freddie. Sports Radio, Nights on the Game, on the radio.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the John Chuckery Show. 9:22 on this Tuesday evening. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That, of course, our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. If you want to interact with the show, hit us up on social media at 929 The Game. Hit me up at JMCH316, and he's at JarvisD90. Man, I was telling Jarvis in the break, man, it has been a bloodbath on the stock market in the month of September. I'm down in my portfolio about 15% for the month. And yesterday, whew, it was a bloodbath. The sell-off continues. Today, at least, I finished $7.50 ahead. But it's a bloodbath. And I was telling Jarvis, there's a story out there that Stephanie McMahon sold her. So there's Class A shares, Class B shares of stock. Class A shares, like your common stock, right, that we all buy. She sold off 43% of her Class A shares today. Now, I have not seen the reports specifically as to why, but interesting that she sold off so much of a chunk. And obviously, she's got, God only knows how much she has, you know, in her portfolio of WWE stock, which, by the way, is down below $40. There's a lot of things taking a big hit this month. Listen, they were right when they said September is not usually a good month. Whew. And I am getting crushed. And I'm not sure about, you know, how we go the rest of the way with the presidential election and all that. I'm hoping maybe October rallies, but you never know in these presidential elections. But I will say this, there are some good deals to be had right now. There's a lot of things that are good deals right now, so if you're still thinking about getting in, you know, everything's dropping. Listen, Apple and all those tech stocks have really taken a big hit this month, a really big hit. So if you were thinking about ever trying to get into Tesla or Apple or some of those tech stocks, now's the time, man. Oracle, you know, Oracle just, you know, they got the deal with TikTok, you know, so now, you know, Trump said he'll allow for, you know, Flip-Flop to you know, continue to do their thing and everything like that. So Oracle's picking up a whole bunch of that zip zap. So, but it's, Jarvis is feeling the same pain, man. I mean, it's been rough. It's been a rough go of it. So, at any day I can get a win, man, I am happy for any green at this point, because there have been virtually no days in September that have been ahead. That's life. All right. So to tie in, Jarvis, with our top 10 tonight. So I had brought this up a couple weeks ago about McDonald's was going to release their spicy chicken McNuggets. Well, today I finally went to McDonald's, running around doing some stuff. I had to get back for we did our college football podcast here before the show tonight and everything, so I needed to get back and get the show together, get the podcast going and all that kind of stuff. So I stopped. I ran through McDonald's real quick and grabbed some spicy chicken McNuggets. And I got to say, they're awful good, man. I got my usual hot mustard sauce to go along with it. They even put a sweet and sour sauce in there. That was a pretty good little mixture, the spicy nugget with the sweet and sour sauce. I enjoyed that quite a bit. But they're actually pretty good.
I had them yesterday, too. They
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, man. When they're fresh, oh, my goodness. Yeah,
yes.
That's pretty solid.
And I was just about to say, get them fresh if you can. Because they'll definitely be a lot better if you get those things fresh. So I thought they were good. Jarvis gives his approval. I give my approval. So I said along with this, top 10 list tonight. The top 10 places to get anything chicken. I don't care if it's fried, grilled, sandwiches, wings. Top 10 places to go get chicken. Any kind of chicken that you want. So, Jarvis, the floor is yours. Your top 10 places for eating chicken.
All right. So, of course, this is not the best. It's just my list.
Right.
You know, I got to get disclaimers. Yep. And I just had to make one last change. Let me go ahead and say my honorable mention for this list would be Church's Chicken. Because that's something that I grew up on and I loved it. Absolutely loved it. The biscuits, I used to just like eating the skin, from the fried chicken back in the day.
Yeah.
We
all did.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So that's an honorable mention. But in place of Churches, I've added the Boston Market, man. You ever remember Boston
that's
Market?
That's a good call.
Ooh, man, I used to love that rotisserie chicken. Goodness
Dang,
gracious.
Nah, I may have to rethink this a second. I'm going to have to take a look here now because now you got me thinking. Okay, I just made a replacement.
Boston Market. Hey, man, that Boston Market.
Listen,
oh, and another
I
one.
I agree 100%. Yep.
And another one, Kenny Rogers. You remember Kenny Rogers?
Oh, yeah.
Kenny Rogers was good, too, back in the day.
The one that we used to go to was in Marietta, right there at Powers Ferry and what would that be? Powers Ferry and Delk Road. There was a Kroger there. There was a Kenny Rogers roasted chicken. So that's where we used to go to get it in Marietta.
Yes, sir. That was some good eating right there. But with the rest of my list, I got to go with Wingstop. That's my go-to right now as far as restaurants, as far as wings go. Got to go with those. I wish they had these up here. And you could tell me, if anybody out there can tell me if this one even remotely closer than Athens, Raising Cane's. I am infatuated with Raising Cane's. I love Raising Cane's. Because when I go out to Dallas and visit my wife's side of the family, they have several out there. And there's one in Athens, too. So when you go down there and cover the spring game for UGA, got to hit Raising Cane's up. Got to.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that, so that's good.
Yeah, man. It's some good stuff. I think they got this meal called the defibrillator or the heart attack or cardiac arrest or something like that. Man. I had to try it. I had to go full fat mode.
Oh, yeah, that's the burger that they have at the Vortex. The Vortex has the cardiac arrest burger that's got all the mayo and fried egg and everything on the burger and everything. Yeah, their cardiac arrest burger is tremendous.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the best burger in Atlanta is Vortex.
Oh, nice.
I don't care what anybody says. I'll fight anybody on that.
Might have to go try that one out. So, Raising Cane's.
Right and down the street from where you're at, too. You know that, right? Vortex just a couple blocks from the studio.
Yeah. I've been in there, but I haven't had the cardiac arrest, though. I love their onion rings. Man, that's really good onion rings, too.
Don't go across the street to Bulldogs. You might be disappointed. But anyway.
Oh, no. I have no interest in going there. You know, I let them have their fun over there.
There's nothing
wrong with it. No. Yeah. I let them have their fun. You know, let people have their fun, man. That's what I do.
Absolutely.
I don't participate. Zaxby's, Bojangles has some really good fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Bojangles has some really good fried chicken. And also, this place, this is in my top five. Crispy, crunchy chicken. most of the times it's attached to gas stations, but their fried chicken is solid. Some good eating, man. Like some pickup stuff. Like you want to pick up some fried chicken? Go to Crispy Crunchy Chicken. Busy Bee Cafe. That's over there off Martin Luther King. Gotta give a shout, some love to the West Side.
Yeah,
they got some good. They got some good food.
Never been there, but that's one of the places that's really popular for the fried chicken and stuff.
Chuck, you need to check it out, man. Yep. Go check that out. Busy Bees is real deal. Harold's Chicken is not too far from here. They got that sauce that they have with their fried chicken. Man, I love me some good sauce. So they got me with that. And my top two chicken joints: Publix and Popeyes. Can't go wrong with those two. Okay.
So I added Boston Market back into my list. So how many do you think we have the same?
I'll probably say maybe three.
Four,
okay.
So here's my three honorable mentions. These don't count as overlaps. Zaxby's is on my honorable mention.
Okay.
Wingstop is on my honorable mention. Gotcha. And Mrs. Winner's. Honorable mention as well.
Ooh,
I don't care what anybody says. Mrs. Winner's has the best sweet tea of all time.
Oh, my goodness.
Mrs. Winner's has the remember, you can buy the gallon jugs of sweet tea from Mrs. Winner's.
Literally, you should just go there for the tea.
Dude, let me get the four-piece chicken and a gallon of sweet tea. Sir, do you want a large? No, I want the gallon of sweet tea.
I want to be able to drink on this for a couple of days.
Upsize my four-piece meal to the gallon of sweet tea. So here's the four that we have the same.
Okay.
I, too, have Boston Market, like you said. Bojangles, and let me tell you, that Cajun filet biscuit with the pimento cheese on it.
Oh, man.
I love that Cajun filet, man. Yes, sir. I love that Cajun filet out there. Popeyes is the all-timer. Popeyes is the all-timer. Indeed. And let me tell you, Publix has good wings, good fried chicken, and they've got the best damn chicken tenders that there is.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Those chicken
fresh out the grease? Oh, my goodness.
Dude, they're like a football.
Yes.
Those chicken tenders are like the size of a football.
Yes.
Tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other ones I have on here as well.
Okay.
I did put McDonald's because of their chicken nuggets on the list.
Okay.
I put Chick-fil-A on their list because how can you go wrong with either a grilled or a fried chicken sandwich? I put KFC on there because I love original chicken, but I really wish they had that grilled chicken back because I loved their grilled chicken at KFC.
Yeah, me too. I like that too, yeah.
One's not a wild card, but two are wild cards. One wild card, the wings at Taco Mac. And I get that Korean spice seasoning on it, that dry rub, Korean spice on it. And I get the roasted wings. I love those roasted
wings. Oh, yeah. Taco Mac, yes, sir. Yes, they're so good. Yes, sir.
My other underrated spot, the grilled chicken sandwiches at Cookout. I love those grilled chicken sandwiches. Oh, Cookout's grilled chicken sandwiches are fantastic. Oh, yeah. Get like the club grilled chicken sandwich with the chicken and the cheese and the bacon. Oh, it's so good. And then my final place, more of a traditional, you were talking about Busy Bee and all that. Let me tell you, the fried chicken at South City Kitchen is fantastic.
I came across that one too. Yeah. Yeah. I never had it before though.
I love. Let me tell you another place that I've been to in Atlanta, Greenville, and Chattanooga is Tupelo Honey Cafe.
Huh.
They have the roasted chicken, the fried chicken. When we were up in Greenville for Labor Day, we went up to Greenville and we ate at Tupelo Honey Restaurant right there in downtown. And I had that Memphis roasted chicken. It's a half chicken. Oh, off the bone with that Memphis rub on it and the sauce on the side.
Mm.
So good. And their fried chicken is really good. Then they start you off with the cat head biscuit with the homemade blueberry marmalade and the butter, and you put it on the biscuit, and you wolf that bad boy down.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good.
What is it called again?
Tupelo Honey.
Tupelo Honey.
I know there's one down in like Buckhead, Sandy Springs. I don't know if there's any others in Atlanta, but I've been to the one in downtown Chattanooga. I've been to the one in downtown Greenville. And I've been to the one down there in Sandy Springs in Atlanta as well. I love that place. Tupelo Honey Cafe. I think it's Tupelo Honey Cafe. Great drinks, good atmosphere, not overpriced. Sandwiches are really good. My daughter had a great grilled chicken and avocado sandwich. Stuff is really good. It's mac and cheese is real good. I mean, they got a lot of good stuff there. So maybe we get them to sponsor the show at some point. Tupelo Honey Cafe. Hit us up on your list as well on the text line, 404-741-0929, on Twitter at JMCH316, at Jarvis D90. Don't forget, it is Tuesday night, 10:40. We will do Rank'em. But next, we were joined early in the program by Jillian Sakovitz of Fox Sports South. We'll hear what she had to say as the lead-up to Atlanta United, who comes up tomorrow night against FC Dallas. It's all next, the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.